Don't worry about it.
Time is a meaningless construct, after all. That's our philosophy here on the Buff Boys podcast.
Welcome to the Buff Boys. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guest, comedian Sesh Reyes.
What?
What's up, guys? How
What's
you doing?
Up? How you doing, Sesh?
I'm good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm like over-caffeinated right now. Speaking of which, I'm about to drink the Celsius.
Go ahead. Wait, you're already over-caffeinated and now you're drinking a Celsius on top of that?
Oh, yeah, dude. Keep the good times rolling.
We endorse the Logan Paul energy drink, whatever the fuck that one is.
The Prime energy drink.
Yeah. That one looks like it's not good for you.
Well, none of them
looks
are
like
good
it's
for
thick
you.
It, like,
I mean, are any of the energy drinks actually good for you?
Apparently this one is supposed
Celsius?
To be.
I have Celsius.
I bet it's not.
Oh,
there's
no.
going to be like some fucking thing that comes out later.
It's definitely
They're
not.
Pumping the numbers. I don't believe anything anymore.
Yeah. I do. I drink the C4 one sometimes.
That just sounds bad for
really?
You. Really?
Yeah.
Because isn't C4 also like a bomb?
Yeah, it technically is.
Yeah, there are C4 explosives. Yeah.
Matt, don't even joke about that.
What's the other one? I'll do, sometimes I'll do the ghost ones just because they have like Starburst flavored.
Is that the yellow one?
Yeah, like Swedish fish flavored energy drinks. It definitely can't be good for you.
Oh my God. Are you drinking that like before you work out or is it like?
Yeah, usually
before
or after. Yeah.
Like before you go to bed?
Yeah. Pre-workout. Not oh, pre-go. Okay. Say pre-go to bed? Before
That's
I go to bed.
My chocolate milk. That's the Buff Boys chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
C4.
Yeah.
C4, then like. If you're going to have like a really intense jerk session.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, damn, hot MILFs in my area? I better load up, dude. Remember that? Damn, what happened in the good old days of carbo loading? Remember where it's like if a guy had like a big marathon the next day, he did a big bowl of spaghetti the night before.
Is that what they was that a carbo loading before running a marathon?
Yeah, you never heard
people
about that?
People still do that. People still do that. They do it
they do.
And then they don't run the marathon the next day because
yeah,
they're in a coma.
George perpetually carbo loading.
Just every day.
Yeah, dude.
Signing up for the marathon, just carbo loading.
Eventually, like it's gonna be like, all right, dude, we gotta run 77 miles consecutively. And I'm like, I've been preparing for this my whole
life.
Let's do it, dude.
I am the carbo load.
Honestly, like if I just need to learn how to like really like maintain running and
maintain running.
Yeah.
So you've started before.
Well,
and
you can
like,
start, but then you always
pasta.
Get winded. So you got to learn how to like control your breathing. To
well, yeah, that's
shit.
The point
that's
of running. Is to keep going.
It's like I'm pretty good at starting running.
Though. That's the thing. That's the other thing, though. It's fucking hard, and it's boring, dude. You know?
Yeah, where,
I do
where
actually,
are you running?
Yeah. I'm not. That's, okay, that's the fucking
that's
problem.
True, that's true.
Away from his feelings.
Last time I lived in, it was when I was in the Bay. I was running, like I would go running. I lived on Treasure Island.
You're from the Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Originally. Did you do comedy in San Francisco?
No, I have visited and like checked it out. But
that's why
like...
our paths never crossed. We're like two ships passing in the night.
Would you call me?
Two ships.
Okay.
I'm one of two. I'm a slave ship.
It's just us two ships.
Yeah, I'm a slave ship.
What am
ship.
I? The one that's
you're,
like,
you have like
barging
spices and stuff.
The immigrants?
Yeah, you're like the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria, bringing colonizers to America.
You're the Titanic.
I'm a slave ship.
I'm the Titanic.
I'm
the same
fucking,
thing, yeah.
I'm the fucking Amistad, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking slaves are running the ship. Yeah. Everyone's chilling.
Yeah.
That was a fucking banger, dude.
The Amistad?
If I could.
A banger of a ship.
Wait, was that a slave ship? I don't know.
That was a slave ship.
The Amistad was like the famous one where there was like, was
where
there
they
a
were
revolt
all laying
on
down?
It?
Is that the one?
Well, they're all laying down on the slave ship. Damn, isn't that like, you know, people complain about cruise ships today, but have you ever been on a slave ship?
That's true.
You know?
Have you been on a cruise ship lately?
No, I want to, though.
I was a couple
someday.
Years ago.
It's like a Walmart in the sea.
Yeah,
you know?
I
when
love
was the last
it.
One you went on?
Like last, around this time last year.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
We went to the Bahamas.
Really? Aruba,
Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama,
on,
Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go.
It's like the B-side to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, if you guys were guessing which of the three of us is most likely to do karaoke, you probably got that one wrong.
Hell yeah, dude. Nah, dude. Aruba. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
So you went to the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was paid for by a guy that I was sleeping with at the time.
Nice,
oh,
dude. That's the way to go, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. I guess.
Do you like, that do you not cool. like cruise ships?
I'd never been to one beforehand.
Yeah. I've been on a couple before. I unironically love them.
Yeah? Would you go with family?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my,
in a way, you kind of did.
Yeah. You went with a future husband.
I went with a possible future husband.
Did you see like the families at the cruise and you were like, maybe this guy and me.
No, that's when I was like, I can't do this.
Why not?
Because he comes from a cruise family.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You can't come.
Oh, he tried to,
I can't do
cruise. Tried to make you his cruise wife.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It felt like the whole like hotel in the sea, kind of like, and I couldn't run away. Mm. And I'm like a ghoster, so I couldn't like ghost.
There's
him.
Something cool about ghosting.
I don't think it's cool.
I do.
Just don't do it to me.
I love it, dude. It's like, damn, like this person who's never going to see me again now has HIV.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now you're
spooky.
A ghost.
You're a ghoster, like in relationships or just in general hanging out? You like going...
Oh, I don't do it in relationships.
No, okay. But you just like disappearing. Like
I can't do confrontation. Like if I don't like you, I'll just stop talking to you.
That's the way to do it.
Okay.
I had a
she
friend.
Leaves in the middle of this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm just going to head out. There's some nice stuff outside.
Yeah.
I had a friend, though, that would like, she would write letters if she didn't want to be like her friend.
A dear
or
John.
Date you. Yeah.
Dear Stan, I've been writing, but you ain't listening. Damn, dude. Yeah, everyone writes letters, dude. I never got a letter. Did you ever get a chain letter?
A chain,
oh,
like a text
emails?
Message?
Well, like those, like, yeah, like I got like, I'm so old, I got like a physical fucking letter in the mail where it's like, you got to mail this to five people you know.
God.
Wait, what? How old? Never mind. I want to know.
Stamps and shit, dude.
In 1826.
Yeah.
I was like reading it over by candlelight and I was like, fetch my fucking quill and fucking inkwell.
Just the wax stamps
over
it.
Yeah, that's why he's a slave ship, because he was alive when there were slave ships.
Damn. How cool would it be to own a slave? Can we like be real for just a minute? Like owning a slave, that's got to be like having an iPhone in like the 1700s, right? Because like not everyone has it. It's like, look at this unwhipped slave I have.
Yeah.
And like I have
unwhipped.
A refurbished.
Do you think the people who had light skin slaves were like Android owners today?
No, that's like even higher class, because it's like, this is almost like enslaving a white person in a way. You know, so it's even better. It's like having an unlocked phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like a jailbroken phone?
Yeah. And like, you get like a slave with a bunch of like scar tissue. It's like, oh, look at the refurbished fucking slave I got.
The one with the cracked screen. Yeah.
This one was ornery, dude. Damn. And now, all we have now are our iPhones, which ironically are made by slaves.
That's true.
That's very cool.
A different type now.
That's way fucking chill.
It's my cousin's.
There's no such, and like they were like, and they were like, okay, you want an ethical phone, it's gonna like triple the cost of a phone. An iPhone is like $3,000.
Yeah. And we were all just like, hear no evil, see no evil. We're like, no, you know what, just keep doing what you're doing and don't tell us about
it. But you want like a top of the line iPhone, it's like 1500 buckaroonies.
Yeah.
Is it actually now?
Yeah.
God damn.
That, the last one I bought, the iPhone 13, which this podcast is recorded and produced on. It was like 1500.
You just
show
shot on iPhone.
Yeah.
It just fucking quality. It fucking like sizzles out and fucking shits out. Mm.
You know, if you hit an iPhone hard enough, it like liquid comes out of it and it like blows up into flames.
No, that's impossible. That's an old wives' tale.
You want to fucking see?
No, you want to see. Do you have an Android?
No, I have an iPhone. The fuck?
Fuck yeah, dude.
What was that?
Matt has an Android and he thinks women find it charming.
Oh.
No, I don't. I'm just always had Androids.
No,
just
Matt always says
over.
Like,
had you ever considered an iPhone?
He never would.
Yeah, there was one of the times where I was getting a new phone, and I think the Android was like cheap, or it was just like, here's this iPhone or here's this Android that's just the upgraded version of the thing you've had for the last like 15 years, and I was just like, I'll just do that. But I have a Mac-like computer, so I use
Mac-like computer. Mac-like.
I have a Mac computer.
It's an Android laptop. Yeah. You just put an Apple sticker on.
Yeah. No, I use
it's
other.
Mac-like.
Yeah, I use other Apple. Like I've had a Mac for a while now, but I don't know. My phone's always been an Android.
There's
no
reason not to have an iPhone then. Mm, like if you have like a Mac computer, it'd make it so much. Matt, it would make it so much easier to do things.
You could airdrop things to yourself.
Yeah, he's airdropping shit.
I just email stuff to myself and then open it in an email.
That's crazy.
That's like him writing letters.
And like that was a bit, dude.
Yeah.
But I got a.
You're actually fucking doing that. That takes time out of your day.
Not really.
I had an Android phone until Kelly, my girlfriend, got me on iPhone. She's like, it's going to be so much easier.
Maybe the next phone I get.
I got an iPhone. It's been so much easier.
Yeah.
And now, like,
I almost paid off this phone. I'm going to get the iPhone 16 when it comes
out. It's 16 now?
That's going to be the next one.
God damn. It's like Fast and the Furious.
It's
like,
fucking
when does it stop?
Except we all love Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that's actually fucking true. I watched all of them last year, so that's good.
You saw Fast X?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Except the only, I think the worst one was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Why? Because there was Asian people
in
it?
Oh, wait, no. Which one was that? Yeah, the Asian one. That one was
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
That was the third one.
That was powerful.
That was fun.
Well, that's because they had their blinker on the entire time.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think the director's cut was
all the cars were just like that.
They were like, we want to make it accurate to Asian culture.
The third one is weird because it's like none of the original people are in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were good at driving. Like, what the fuck?
That too, yeah.
They were actually good at it. I don't know. But now it's just
Asian.
You're mad the Asians were good at driving?
They should have made it bad.
This don't make any sense.
Sesh is like, this is not an accurate representation of my culture.
Well, now it's like, now movies have to appeal to China.
Right.
More than anything.
Why do you say it like that? That's
how our president says it. That's how our Lord
our
and Savior.
Our president?
Yeah. Donnie Trump. We are a pro-Trump podcast, and your appearance on this pod is actually an endorsement for Trump 2024. None of our guests know that so far, but we're going to make a super cut afterwards. Look how Bubs is just staring at you, dude. That's so funny.
He keeps doing like the Asian eyes at me.
Well, it's because you gave him an ounce of attention.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah. He's a very affectionate cat.
It's nice.
Yeah. Finn hates it. Finn hates not being the center of attention.
He also just naturally has thin eyes. I like the idea of like he's doing
thin
the Asian eyes.
Yeah.
He's a cat actually putting his fingers up and doing it. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
But yeah, you said before we were recording, you said you had 29 pet hamsters at one point when you were a kid.
29. Yeah. I started with three, and then they just started breeding with each other.
That's how it happens. What a horny little fucking creature of animals.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Was it your parents? Did you want them? How old were you?
I think I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So you just had like an army of little incest fucking hamsters.
Yeah. And they were like in a big glass like aquarium.
God dang.
And I would see like their whole lifetimes.
Do you have any siblings?
Not until I was like 9.
Oh, so this is just
you and
the hamsters.
Just me and the hamsters.
Damn, that's actually a fucking crazy age to start having like
siblings. Yeah.
Well, that also kind of sucks for you because you were old enough to, like, babysit.
I think that's why my parents had him that late.
And they were like, Sesh, we're leaving, and now you can't have fun, and now you have to take care of these kids.
Dude, I became a mother at 9.
Yeah. I never looked out for my little sister. I was always looking out for myself.
God, okay.
What?
That was so, like, sad.
No, it's
how much younger is she?
Like, 3 years younger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't have done anything.
Oh, that's when you guys could just, like, hang out. You didn't
have to not really. We're just always fucking fighting.
Are you guys still fighting now?
Not really. You know what really fucking mellowed us out? All of our grandparents dying. Now we're just like, I guess like we're aware of our own mortality now, so now we're just chill.
Oh. Are you close with your siblings?
They're
a lot younger, yeah?
Yeah, but the thing is, he and I look exactly the same.
Nice. Mm.
Just me with short hair and like no makeup. It's him.
Yeah.
We're built exactly the same.
I look like my sister too.
Yeah.
We're just hideous. We're just fucking what a hideous brother.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said about your sister.
Just
that
so
she looks
real.
Like you.
Yeah. It's just the Gorman kids. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yikes, dude. Mm. The childless Gorman kids.
Yeah. But yeah, so the did you want the hamsters? Or you were like,
happened?
I want pet hamsters.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think someone just gave them to us.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm going to protect them with my life.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so we moved, and I was like, this is too much work to move them.
Yeah, too much work to fucking...
You moved.
So we just let them go.
Where did you move?
I moved from like a different part. I moved to Pittsburgh, California.
Pittsburgh?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where that is, Joe? Because you're Bay Area also.
No, that's out of the way, though. That's not even Bay
Area.
Yeah,
it's like East Bay. Like east, like past east.
Like it's beyond... They have like all this stuff. There's like Richmond out there, and it's like, but it's like so fucking. It's like not even Bay Area.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half away.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then so you had to release all the hamsters.
Yeah.
And it made the news.
Yeah, there was like hawks circling the elementary school that we let them. I don't know why we lived across the street from elementary school, and they had a huge field.
You should have just taken them to the elementary school and said like, "Hey, kids, adopt these hamsters. They're free."
I think it was like
home.
The summer or something.
Damn.
And then they had summer school when the kids came, and then like
A bunch of hawks were there.
That means like hamsters have taken over that fucking school.
Yeah, I think they kept breeding too.
Yeah, nature has a way of balancing it all out.
They probably let snakes go in the school or something.
Yeah, that's how they do it. And then like they'd have like a hawk like take care of the snake.
Yeah.
Or give the snake to like
get rid of
the
children.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So when'd you move to New York?
October 2022.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. How about you guys? When did you guys move here?
October.
Are you from here?
I'm from here, yeah.
October 19th.
Okay.
No, actually what? July.
This past July?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
No. I moved here in like July of 2018.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You were just a twinkle in your father's eye at that point.
Dude, my parents still had hope in me like back then. That's crazy.
You were, you were just like knocking him dead with like reciting the alphabet and shit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was like cutting my teeth in New York City.
Yeah, what were you doing before comedy? Was there a track of something you were on?
I went to college to become a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
A heart surgeon. Heart doctor.
Heart doctor.
Damn,
wow,
really?
Okay.
Yeah, you could have saved my life.
Do you have heart problems?
Yeah.
Look at him.
But if I had a heart attack right now, would you be able to save me?
Oh, no. What the fuck? Why do you think I dropped out? I'm not good at any of that stuff.
Did you drop out because... you had just started seeing it and you were like, this isn't what I want to do?
Were you like, I don't want to help people?
Yeah.
Once you found out that a doctor actually saved lives, you're like, well, this is the opposite.
Dude, that shit's so much. I accidentally pinched a patient when I was getting their blood pressure.
Yeah.
Did they just have the cutest little nipple?
They wouldn't let me touch the fucking dude.
Yeah, come on.
While you were taking their blood pressure?
Yeah, I pinched him and he went out. And then I was like, I can't do this. I'm not fucking doing this, dude. If I kill somebody, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
Over.
I mean, that I would assume that like every surgeon like that happens.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's like but like you get desensitized to it.
Yeah.
So you're not like, oh god, I lost a life. You're like, damn, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you should learn to move on.
Dude, I could be fucking tight like that as a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be a fucking surgeon.
Yeah. You know? I feel like no matter what happens, you'd still be saying, damn, I'm hungry.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I would be hungry, too. You know, I'd be like, scalpel, and like they hand me a scalpel, and I'd be like, sponge, and I'd be like, hot dog, and they hand me a fucking hot dog. Dude, that'd be great, dude. My life is not unlike Scrubs.
Yeah.
What's your favorite show?
It's How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that's a banger.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Were you happy at the with the series finale?
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
no one
were
was.
Were you guys?
No, absolutely
What was the finale again?
Maddie.
It ends up being
like the mom.
The mom
died.
Yeah.
And then Robin.
Right.
It was like the mom was inconsequential.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing was to be with Robin.
Yes, right. Yeah, I do remember now. I remember watching the show a lot, and then, the ending I remember being anticlimactic, so I just don't even... I remember just the show.
Right.
Yeah.
What he should have said was, like, he should have, like, just introduced their mom, and then they were like, well, why'd you say it like that? And he was like, well, you know, I have all these stories about, you know, when I was dating your mom, but then I realized, you know, when I met your mother, a lot of these people in my life started falling into the background. Mm. And by including them in the story, it helps kind of keep them and their legacy alive.
Instead,
they did some fucking faggot nonsense, dude. Can you believe that
shit? Yeah, they killed Bob Saget.
Yeah, get me in the writer's room. How wild is that, dude? He died, like, after refusing the vaccine.
Yeah.
Really makes you think, dude. Really fucking makes you think. Get the fucking vaccine. Who gives a fuck, dude? I don't give a fuck. Like...
Is that true?
Yeah. He died from the vaccine.
I was about like, yeah, dude, Hamas is crazy. They got Bob Saget.
It's no, literally any time when he died, there were people who were like, ooh, it's because he got the vaccine. Anytime anything happens to anyone now, there's enough people on Twitter who are like, it's because of the vaccine.
I definitely feel like I'm weaker now because of the vaccine.
I don't think it's the vaccine, my guy.
I think so. I think it's the only thing. That's the only
the vaccine. Before the vaccine, you were carbo loading and running nonstop.
Yeah. Ultra marathoning.
Yeah. Were you ever a runner at all?
Yeah, before I did comedy.
Really? Oh, yeah. Like, what did you do?
I would just go to the gym.
Yeah.
No, I would just run 5 miles every day.
Oh, wow. Just to stay in shape?
Because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah?
And then I started
this
comedy.
This is post-dropping out, so you dropped out of med school and then you're like, I'm just going to run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, if nothing's going to work out in my life, I'm just going to get hot.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just started to look like my little brother.
If you were
I just got skinny like him and it was like, I don't like this.
Yeah. I don't know. I do agree with you. I think running is boring. Whenever, like, even like when I was wrestling and I had to do cardio, I would just do the stationary bike. Because that was like, to
that's
me,
still boring.
It is boring.
But I don't know. It felt TV, like I was like biking
little,
at least.
You got a little fucking porn on even, your fucking iPhone. You know, watch that and
just
try
at the
to like.
Same time.
Yeah.
And if I was
like,
running,
right, I gotta fucking get like 1 mile done before he penetrates the woman, and that's how you fucking set a pace, dude.
If I'm running, I feel like I want to be running after something.
What,
even
you run, like a woman,
like a woman through the woods.
Screaming
help! Help this big fucking guy. Man's like, oh, you can't get away from me. I'm a big muscle pal Matt Maron, and here I come. Ah, help! And he's like, fee fi fo fum.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, dude. They fucking set out an alert, dude. They
cops
set,
come and get me. I'm like, I'm just doing cardio.
Yeah, Alexa fucking described your appearance to the fucking New York Police Department.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout for this fucking guy. You're in trouble now, Matt.
Yeah.
But I feel like you need to chase something, and he needs to get chased by something.
I should
you
be chasing
should just
Joe.
Whoa, perfect. Yeah, right, dude.
He's like, oh, no.
No, they were just like, yeah, have you not seen cartoons? All I need to do is put a donut on a fishing line and tower it over me.
Yeah.
And then I'll like run a place on a treadmill. And then you can use it to power your apartment or get a vehicle to go. We should bring back the Flintstones mode of transit where everyone's just like
using their feet
to kind of push.
There's bare ass feet.
Yeah.
Just calloused like crazy.
Strong. Remember in the movie that horrifying scene in the movie where Fred Flintstone goes like, I got a flat. And then like he put his foot on the table and had a big ass nail sticking out of his foot. Horrifying. That's body horror, Matthew.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I don't know. There's some foot guys out there who are probably into that.
All right, relax, Matt. You know,
there's some podcast commenters on the YouTube channel.
That's true. Apparently it's because like there's a part of your brain that like identifies like feet, like the part of your brain that identifies feet and the part of your brain that like associates things with sex are so close together.
Yeah,
that some people there's a little bit of like overlay, so that's why like sometimes feet don't do anything for people. Sometimes feet do a lot of things for people.
The more you know,
that's insane.
Yeah, I mean it sounds like it could be real, but it's also Joe saying it, so I have no idea.
You have your shitty little Android phone right there. Why don't you type that information in, and then in 20 minutes, let us know how it is.
In 20 minutes. That's how long it takes me to type it.
Is that it? Is that your Android phone?
Yeah,
that's just disgusting.
Dude, that looks
Android.
Like something you should like build a house with. That's insane.
Yeah, he should be ashamed of himself, that disgusting little
Have
man.
You dropped it at all?
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
See, that's
dude.
How you know. It just... You need an iPhone,
yeah.
dude. You need
an
something
iPhone,
that like will break.
You need
your
something
hands.
That shatters.
I need
so it's like, look how
something
fucking
you really care about.
Yeah.
Damn, it's so look how fucking valuable it is that it just shatters.
I'm too clumsy. Actually, that's a better reason for me to have an Android because I'm gonna drop it.
Nice. God, you should drop that thing more.
Yeah,
nice, Sash.
Thanks.
Wait, did you do anything besides running, or was it just?
I tried lifting, but I just look so stupid in the gym.
Really? Right? Matt will teach you how to lift.
I also have no upper body strength.
Matt will
train because
your upper body
you got to lift.
Fuck that, dude.
Have Matt train you. Are you worried?
I'm too lazy to go now.
I've worked. No. I've taken a couple other comics to the gym.
Yes.
I've gotten Dane Rothenberg into some.
Dane.
I've been going with Dane.
About
Eli.
That,
Eli.
Huh?
Eli
I feel
DeSabino.
Like he wears like some crazy outfits going to the gym.
Oh, he does.
He wears a pair of biker shorts that says your dick here on like the seat of his pants. And it's like, Dane, you got to like at least wait until the workout before you have sex in the shower.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, already he like walks it. He checks in at the gym and he's like, well, I worked up a sweat. I'll see you in the showers. And then he'll just be in there. Cruising is, I believe, the term that the gay community uses when you go around looking for men to have sex with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps then violent sex.
I'll be on the stationary bike with a shirt that says, if you can read this, the bitch fell off.
Goddamn.
You never seen that before?
No.
There's like bikers who have shirts. It's a common thing. It's not. I didn't make it up.
I know, but it's like you explaining it. Like,
yeah.
To be like,
it is a shirt that bikers
have.
Pretty,
it's not something I would normally wear, but
would
it be
one.
Crazy?
Yeah, everybody's
if I,
got it.
Would it be crazy?
That's what
if
we
I
say
did.
About androids. Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
Nobody
most of the most androids. Of the world does outside of the U.S.
Nobody's ever.
Because they can't afford iPhones.
No one's
they're
go.
Making iPhones.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Why.
Those are like places outside of America and Europe. It doesn't fucking count, dude.
Yeah.
Why would you ever go to anywhere outside of America or Europe? I would never do that. Sesh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot. You're from a foreign country outside of America, and perhaps you can change my twisted ways of thinking.
Are you fully white?
Yeah, I'm pure Aryan. Isn't that cool?
No, he's actually...
This is what Hitler fought for.
Joe is a quarter Japanese.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Just, is it the hair part?
Yeah, it's just the hair.
Your mom's side? Does she look Japanese?
My mom looks Japanese.
He is being serious right
okay,
now.
Okay,
yeah.
okay, cool.
Scary, huh?
Do you know any Japanese?
No.
Because I always say China.
You
What's
say,
the rest
like,
of it?
What?
That's not
Japanese. Oh, and then like what the rest of my ethnicity is.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have like the 23andMe and the Ancestry.com. But as you can see, I never used them.
Oh, you didn't get the results.
So I don't know. It's all a mystery. But like I have a grandfather that was from Ireland, and my other grandmother was from Panama in South America. And
they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like my last grandfather was like from Just a European white guy, you know.
Jewish European. Jewish.
Yeah, I gotta get that. I gotta get those tests now, dude.
Yeah,
I gotta figure out what I am.
Yeah, you're full Filipino.
I'm full Filipino.
Damn, 100%.
100%.
Nice.
Yeah.
And your dad's a DJ. I love that
dude,
about you.
My dad's hair is as long as yours.
Fuck yeah, cool
he
dad.
He looks like Steve Aoki right now.
Oh, nice.
Cool dad.
Yeah. Where is your dad in the Bay Area now?
No,
or?
He moved back to the Philippines a couple years
ago.
Is
that where he DJs?
That's where he's
professionally?
DJing. He's doing it in like the middle of the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. I'm a fucking DJ.
Just the animals, not even actual fucking
animals.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. He's like playing and like fucking leopards are dancing around. It's like it's like the fucking fun scene in the Jungle Book where King Louis just fucking dancing and
have
shit.
You what is does he do like clubs?
No, he does like middle school dances.
Oh, stuff like that, okay.
Parties.
Have you ever been at a party where your dad was DJing? Yeah.
A funeral.
How was
a funeral?
Funeral.
Your dad
like
DJ'd a funeral?
After, it was like a funeral after like one of our family members passed away. He had like a party at his house, a party, and he like DJ'd.
Nice.
He made like a slideshow and everything, but the music was like doosh, doosh, doosh.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, play a slow song. I think I might hook up with my first cousin.
We're all just on Molly grinding.
Yeah.
Just
like this.
Were there ever any of like your birthday parties or anything growing up where he would DJ at?
No, he would he would just play like music he like curated. He would make like a hyped playlist. That's
it.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Mighty Boston's never had to knock on wood. What else?
Weezer,
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's
just
all.
Just those two
songs
on a loop.
Those two.
I can't knock down.
Knock it up again.
You're never gonna keep me down. That's great. So your dad's a DJ, and the only time you ever got to see him in action was at a funeral.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty fucking sick, though. Yeah.
Wicca, 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 wicca.
What does your mom do?
Did you ever do that?
She's a nurse.
Oh, that's the same thing.
Same thing.
As a DJ.
Was she, like, working during the pandemic?
She was, yeah.
What
I didn't
hero.
See her for 2 years because of that.
That must have been scary.
Yeah. But she was working at, like, a care home, like, with old people.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
That's got to be rough, too.
Is that during the pandemic? Were you doing comedy yet? Were you in, like, med school at that point?
No, I was still in, like, undergrad in Hawaii.
Okay.
Wait, you were in Hawaii during the pandemic?
Yeah, for all 4 years of college.
Nice, that must have been fucking tight.
Dude, it was so dope.
Yeah.
It did not exist over there.
Yeah.
Really?
We were just on the beach because the beach is so big. It was so spread out. Like, no one was... If you got COVID, then you just were farther away on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was it. If I can go
it
in the ocean.
Matter, right?
Damn, that probably... Of all the places to be during COVID, that probably sounds like the best.
I'm glad I was in New York. There was a hot minute where I was like, maybe I should just move back to California. I almost moved back. We would have never met.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would have never met my sweet Gumar Kelly Taylor.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten married.
Yeah.
Think about that. I would have just been, like, living in California and who knows doing what.
Who knows? Were you going to move?
Being
if
a
you
fucking stepfather, probably.
If you had gone back to California during the pandemic, you think you would have stayed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only get one shot in New York, dude.
Yeah. If you move
you
back,
move
you're
back,
just done.
You're done. You're absolutely done. No one ever is like, I'm going to move back and I'm going to regroup and I'm going to come back. No, you're done.
Yeah.
You blew it. You only got one shot with Lady Gotham, baby.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I can't leave. I said, like, if I leave, I won't come back.
Mm.
And I was right.
Yeah.
And now things are better than ever.
There you go.
Sometimes you just got to work through the bad shit.
Yeah. Wait, so you were undergrad. Were you doing like Zoom classes?
Yeah.
Nice.
That sounds terrible.
Dude, we were just sleeping through all of them.
Yeah.
Or we would bring our laptops to the beach.
Nice. It doesn't matter, right?
I think that was it. I just sound like I was homeless in Hawaii. Yeah. I was just on the beach all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Where'd you go? University of Hawaii?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you guys been there?
I haven't been.
UH.
UH.
Yeah. I want to go to, I want to go to a football game at University of Hawaii.
Oh, dude, those are dope.
I know. They seem so fun.
They're cool. I never got in, though.
You never got in?
I got too drunk before. Oh. Like, I had the tailgates.
Yeah.
Dude, those Four Locos,
that's the way to do it,
insane.
Dude. Yeah. College is like you're meant to get blackout drunk in college.
Yeah, that's where you're supposed to learn everything.
Yeah, let people just get like fucking blackout and fuck around and enjoy like adulthood without consequence. Unless you're that one kid that raped that chick.
Right.
And now his fucking face is in the dictionary under like rapist or white privilege or some shit.
Is there really?
Is that the one at Stanford?
Yeah, that's Stanford.
Brock Turner.
Yeah,
Brock Turner.
Now he's like in the dictionary as like rapist or like white privilege or something.
In the dictionary?
The Webster dictionary?
Yeah, Webster's dictionary.
If you look it up, his face comes up.
Yeah. They're like, this guy's a rapist.
No, like, that sounds like a real Webster way to talk.
Go, naughty, naughty.
Naughty,
also,
naughty.
See also, naughty, comma, naughty.
Yeah.
See also, bad boy.
Yeah. I haven't had a Four Loco in forever.
It's not the same anymore.
Are they still legal?
No, they were.
Well, there's it's a new one.
Yeah, after all those kids got.
Because I had the original one. Yeah. I don't know if it was probably a different one by the time you were in college. Yeah.
I think they were like illegal, and then they brought them back.
She wasn't even born when the originals came out, because the originals came out in like 2005.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. 18.
Old enough.
Don't worry, officer. I assume she was 18. That's the old Joe Gorman one too.
No, I remember it was my senior year of college, so it was like 2012 was when they recalled the original Four Locos, because it was like they had way too much like caffeine and alcohol as a combination.
Yeah,
people
like,
were dying from them.
It was
people
very
were dying?
Cool. I did die.
That's like our generation's like Panera Lemonade.
Yes. That was when the Panera Lemonade thing happened. I was like, I drank the original Four Loco. Yeah, I can handle this.
I drank one of the Panera Lemonades.
Jay?
And I waited.
You did?
I lived. I was so bummed.
No, apparently people were drinking like four a day.
Yeah, I went back.
Jesus.
That's how they got hurt from it. I went
back to the counter. I said, excuse me, this was supposed to kill me.
Why didn't it kill me?
And they
me?
Were like, I'm sorry, would you like a free sandwich? And I was like, all right.
I'm like, sorry this didn't kill you.
Sorry.
That was like some exceptional customer service. So
yeah.
Panera Bread on 42nd Street. Thank you for giving me a sandwich, but I would... much
Times
rather
Square.
Infer the cold embrace of death.
Is there a Times Square Panera? No, probably East Side.
Shut up, Matt. It's just a bit. I'm just goofing around, dude. We're just trying to have a good time, man.
Yeah, just trying to have a good time drinking too much Panera lemonade.
Nice. Sesh, do you have any streaming services like Hulu or Netflix?
I have Apple TV.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What are you watching right now?
Ted Lasso.
Do you like it? It's a feel-good show.
Yeah,
huh?
It's good.
Do you think my mustache is like his or Ron Jeremy's?
Who's Ron Jeremy?
You don't know who Ron
this
Jeremy is?
This is terrible of me, dude. I'm not up to date on anything.
He's a little kid, dude. I told you, man.
I mean, yeah, he's a porn star who's now like accused of rape. Who also is the most just...
A porn star accused?
He was a porn star who, like, for years he was just like... I was about to just go fat, disgusting person, but everyone always comments saying Joe looks just like him. So
I do look like him.
Wait, can I see? Can I look
get a
him
picture
up?
Of Ron Jeremy up?
Matt has
yeah.
it on his background anyway.
Yeah,
it's just a photo of you.
Yeah,
if you look up Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he's a porn star who was a porn star for a long time. It was just like
he's a disgraced porn star.
Yes, because now he's been accused of like multiple sexual assaults. But yeah, kind of a weird looking dude.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah, who just
you don't
had
look
like
him at all.
Yeah,
Sash Reyes.
Who did have like a huge cock.
Who he used to?
No, he
anymore.
He still does.
They castrated him.
But
they
yeah, he was
off?
Accused of rape and did like couldn't appear in court because he's so claims like he's so old, he can't he's so adamant. Can't he's like
he
not
can't
all
rape
there.
Or can't show up.
Can't show up. Both. He's like mentally incapacitated.
Isn't that sad?
Also,
sad.
Come
on.
Also, he is the most famous person to ever graduate from my high school.
After Matt Maron.
Yeah.
After Matt Maron.
After me. Yeah. Yeah. He Yeah, he graduated. He went to the same high school, not at the same time, years before. But
oh, okay. No
one at the school talks about it. They're not like proud of him. I mean, even before he was accused of rape, it was still a porn star, so yeah, they wouldn't talk about it.
He didn't come like to your high school to give talks. He's like your graduation speech. Yeah. That's him.
Your school has a lot of growing up to do because sex work is work.
Yeah.
Although these are the same people that say trans women are women, so I don't know.
Let me see if I can look up who are some other famous graduates from my high school. There's like some others, like people who accomplish things, but
what
no one.
What high school did you go to?
Cardozo High School.
Ever
in
heard
Queens.
Of it?
No.
Trying to. And there's a couple.
Where'd you
other
go in California?
Half Moon Bay High.
Oh my God.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Everyone got fingered at Three Palm.
Yeah. Freddie G went to my high school also. No,
oh, really?
The comic.
Redhead Freddie G?
Yeah.
So he's,
oh, shit.
That's way more famous than anyone else, dude.
There's a
we
few,
should get Orange yeah. Freddie G on the fucking pod.
Yeah, there's a few basketball players.
Instead of this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, Rafer Alston was like a famous
streetball.
Played in the NBA, was a big streetball player.
Played in the
streetball. He played rec and just like.
No, he played like around New York, there are like streetball legends who never like make it to the NBA. Rafer Alston made it to the NBA, but he was known to skip to my loo like on the streetball circuit.
Because he skipped so much.
Notable alumni. Who else do we have?
Come
there's
on,
like
someone good, dude.
Ron Jeremy is on here.
Whoa.
Dalilah Muhammad, a track and field athlete who won gold.
Matt Barron, number 72
in the Olympics. Howie Rose, New York Mets broadcaster. I know who he is, but he's not more.
That's nothing.
Ron Jeremy's the one who most
that's
people would
know.
Do you have anybody?
Oh, the band Bayside. The band Bayside. The lead singer of that, because it's from Bayside, Queens, which is where I grew up.
Nobody from my high school, but my college, Dana Carvey.
Whoa.
And Danny Glover graduated my college.
Okay.
San Francisco State. Ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any big famous graduates from University of Hawaii?
Fucking.
Probably.
I want to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but I think that's fucking right.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson graduated from every place. If you hear his stories, like all he ever talks about is like, I had less than $5 in my pocket.
$7.
I knew I was going to graduate from this fucking college. And then he's like, I'm going to come back, dude. Dwayne's crazy, man.
University of Hawaii, West Oahu. Is that the same one? Or
no, it's Manoa.
Manoa. Oh. Did you ever watch Manoa?
Moana, yeah.
That was a good ass one.
It was a good movie.
I watched that one. It helped me come to terms with a lot of family being dead.
I'm sorry. That's I'm okay. glad.
Why? Don't be sorry. They're with me in my heart. That's the whole point of that fucking movie, right?
Yeah.
It's all
chill.
Looking up University of Hawaii.
Matt doesn't watch Disney fucking
shows. That's all you watch.
I used to watch. I grew up watching Lizzie McGuire.
That doesn't count, Matt.
That was a Disney show.
Jacking off to Lizzie McGuire isn't the same thing as watching the show.
Matt just had one of those countdown clocks for when Hillary Duff would turn 18.
Dude, she's jacked now.
Jacked?
There's like a gym photo of her. She's in shape. They have people tweeting out Hillary Buff.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a nice little pooper.
That too.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. Now that she's an older lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the Nickelodeon documentary?
No.
Did
you kind of scared.
Were you a Nickelodeon kid growing up?
No, I was a Disney kid.
I was
Disney
in kid, the first yeah. season of yeah. all that.
You were in the first season?
No,
yeah.
You, really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
My scene was cut.
Yeah.
I went on a racial tirade before they started taping.
Yeah, so, when Nick Cannon was the host.
You know what's crazy is like, yeah, they say like, oh, you know, Shane Gillis got fired from SNL before it was even brought on. I was fired for all that for the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on Nickelodeon?
It was
all
on Nickelodeon.
That was on Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't even alive when that show was on.
Yeah,
you only know all that, the new one.
There's
all
a
that.
New all
There's
that.
There's a new one?
See, she just knows as all that, but that is the new one. It is the new one. That's okay.
What were the Disney shows you were watching?
It was like That's So Raven.
Oh, I love
That's
So Raven. Okay.
That's
yeah, I watched that.
I don't know any
of
those shows.
I watched That's So Raven.
I was scared of SpongeBob when I was a kid.
Really?
Why?
He was like annoying to me.
Are you saying that because he's non-binary?
I didn't like when he was naked, though, because he was just like a square.
Are you saying that because he's asexual?
Is he?
I don't know. It's some shit like that. I think like the autistic author of SpongeBob was like, he's asexual. Sponges are asexual. he produces asexually. And then like Disney was like, SpongeBob's non-binary.
Yeah.
And
Patrick was neurodivergent. That was a pretty diverse show, actually, when
Patrick's
you think about
retarded.
It.
He's retarded. Yeah, Patrick's a big old tard. And then Squidward is gay.
Yeah.
Squidward's gay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's kind of insane.
Yeah, Squidward's definitely
everyone
gay.
Everyone at Bikini Bottom hates him because they hate gay people.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Everyone in Bikini Bottom was pretty homophobic.
Makes you think. Matt, that fucking Sorry. Oaf.
Is that why them three live together? Live, yeah. like, apart from everybody else because they're, like, the odd ones?
That's cool.
The Ooh, gay yeah. dude, the asexual one. It's just LBGT.
Yeah. yeah. it was yeah. the most... It was the Brooklyn of Bikini Bottom. yeah, dude,
the Bushwick of Bikini yeah. Bottom.
How many more letters do you think are going to get added to LBGTQ?
LG.
It's LGBTQIA plus now.
Yeah.
You think the
yeah.
plus covers it? It doesn't.
I think they added the IA and then they yeah. were like, let's do a plus. We're not going to do it.
Why didn't they just stop at like L plus? You know,
L plus, yeah.
That's just lesbians and
lesbians and everything
else.
That's
where I shop. Lesbians
about
and
lesbians. Just G plus.
Instead of big five, it's lesbians
Damn.
And
Well,
more.
Like, why are they all like under one fucking branch? Because, like, let me tell you something. If I was like, just if I was a fucking gay man and I was sucking a dick occasionally, it's like, all right, cool. Don't clump me in with somebody that's paying for fucking surgery to genetically change themselves to a woman.
I mean, that is like all the that is
you guys get the same fucking parade. It's like, yeah. oh, hey, I just like sucking a dick.
Yeah, that is like. There's a lot of older gays
just,
that
like,
are like
I'm
that.
I'm not here to groom no one.
Yeah.
Do you like that bit, Finny? Do you like that where Daddy plays a gay guy with a Brooklyn accent?
He just looks like an upset producer.
He yeah. always looks upset. Where are you upset? Are you upset that Bubs is here? Come here.
Is this Bubs?
That's Bubastis, yeah. yes.
We Bubs. Bubs for short.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll learn the ins and outs of the Buff Boy verse soon enough, young Sesh.
yeah, Bubs, the cat who does Asian eyes.
He's sleeping right now. Mm. He's lazy. Damn, yeah. this week has been fucking awful, man.
What happened?
It's just been long and
yeah.
fucking tedious.
Rainy.
And now it's already fucking April. I can't yeah. believe how fast the year is going
Dude,
by.
Dude, yeah.
yeah.
Almost summer break for you.
School's out.
I bet you can't wait. I bet you can't wait to trick people into painting your fence for you. Isn't that what kids do?
This fucking Tom Sawyer.
How far into being a... Well, first, what made you want to be a heart doctor?
I thought you were going to ask why you wanted to paint your fence.
Paint your fence, yeah.
Oh, I had this thing in high school where I was like, I'm going to fix broken hearts.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Instead, you're just going to
breaking
more.
That was the only reason.
And you became a matchmaker.
Now I'm a matchmaker.
That's
I actually just got fired from that job, too. So I
oh,
was,
yeah.
shit. Yeah.
Oh, you just got fired?
Yeah.
And you broke that guy's heart who took you on the cruise because he wanted to make you his
Oh, dude, that was like right after, too. Did you hear about the thing where like if you take somebody to Miami, like you can't be friends with them anymore?
Why not?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's like groups of friends go to Miami and then they just go through shit and then they end up hating each other at the end of it.
Really?
Partying yeah. summer where the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami.
Nice. Is that what? Go. Yeah, you can't go to Miami and come out of it being friends.
Yeah.
Wait.
A
so
lot
what
of
was
people
what,
break up after going to Miami?
Yeah. So what was the matchmaker job?
It was basically just me scrolling on Tinder and Bumble for other people.
I could do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm
yeah.
like, look at this, and yeah. I'm like, must be in a wheelchair.
Would you be?
It's not funny, Sesh.
Just chasing after people.
The only time
I like,
the only
I like being the strong one in the relationship, but not the emotionally strong
it's
one.
It's the only time Joe will eat a vegetable.
Oh, come on, man.
God
That's the cool thing is you don't have to have sex with them.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
It's the perfect relationship.
So, yeah, would you just basically matching four people and
yeah.
then having the
Ooh.
Conversations for them
yeah.
to get them dates?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, I got like, they gave us like the subscriptions and premiums for like all the dating apps.
Nice.
And I was basically just using it for myself.
I could do it. And I'd be like,
you would just use it for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was like a fun example of like a like couple you helped make the match for?
One of them, one guy just, he had like no specifics. He just wanted someone like Jewish and black hair.
Oh, perfect.
And I was like, so I could give you like a man or like literally
a
anybody.
Trans Jewish woman. Hey, I know she's a Jewish woman because she's circumcised.
Jesus.
So, like you said, you were using the dating apps. Who was the most successful date you went on using the apps with all, like, the unlimited
none.
Access? Really?
None. If anything, I just, there were two, and then I just ended up being friends with them. And then now they do comedy.
Oh, no. Who are
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I'm not saying. I can't say.
Look in the camera and say.
Tell me afterwards so you can face them at Comedy Fight Club.
Come on, Seth. You can tell
them. I'm going to see them at open mics. And oh, God.
Nice. Do I know them?
Probably not.
Nice. Mm. I don't know a lot of open micers anymore, man.
Yeah.
What look at you. That? I just graduated.
Because I'm a fucking showcase guy.
I'm on showcase.
I'm on the road, dude. I'm showcasing my half hour.
Yeah.
I'm recording my half hour.
You are. Yeah.
I'm not telling anyone about it. It's a secret, so you can't come.
some people like to promote their shows on their podcasts.
No, I don't. And you know what? Honestly, audience, I'm a little disappointed by how you've been turning out in the comment section. So I'm not going to tell you where I'm recording my half hour set.
You're just going to show up at a bar and do 30 minutes.
Unless you turn around and start leaving some hate speech on our enemy podcasts.
On our enemy podcasts. Oh, yeah. Start commenting on other people's podcasts.
Say the Buff Boys brought me here to kill you.
Yeah. Did you find the guy, a Jewish girl with black hair?
I don't think so. I think that's why I got fired.
Damn.
I did not give a shit.
How hard
could
it be to find a fucking black-haired Jew?
I'm fucking...
Come on.
I could honestly just walk her outside and probably not have gotten fired.
And like, how old was this guy?
Like 52.
And how old was the Jew he was looking for?
Like in her 30s.
Easy peasy.
You think so?
Oh my God. An unwed Jew in her 30s?
That's willing to
trying
be
to find
like
another Jew? Get out of town. That's easy.
Was the guy Jewish too?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be weird if he wasn't.
It would be, yeah.
If he wants a Jewish kid, if he just wants to wed into the Jewish fucking culture.
What was the weirdest thing that somebody requested?
There were people that would hit on me.
Of course.
And then it would be like, oh, okay, well, I'll find someone that looks like me then.
Did you ever see the, did you ever watch
the movie?
I just
had to find people that look like me.
Did you ever watch the movie Hitch?
Yeah.
Where like Will Smith played, that's like, you're a hitch.
Yeah.
And I would be Kevin James.
You'd be Kevin James.
Yeah.
You ever watch that movie?
Yeah.
It was Kevin James in that movie?
Yeah, that was Kevin
James. Oh, that was his best friend.
He was the doofy white guy.
Yeah.
Was it I can't fix broken hearts doing surgery, so I guess I'll just match on Tinder for people?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
So then now what are you?
Now I'm just crowd working couples until they break up. So.
What's your deal? And what's your deal?
My deal?
No, with the audience.
That's how you crowd work with couples. what was I going to say? Yeah, so how far into med school did you get when you realized this wasn't a thing you were to do?
I didn't even get into med school. I was studying for the MCAT.
You did undergrad, pre-med?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I still have all the books. I brought all the books here, too, just in case comedy didn't work out.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to sell the books?
No, I think I'll just keep him around and tell my dad I'm still studying.
Your parents still think that you like are studying for med school, right?
Uh-oh. Well, I'll block him on the spot.
I'm also telling them I get $100 for every show I do.
Do you?
Yeah. No. No.
Sesh.
No.
You lied.
Yeah. Do your parents think you're in med school?
No, they think I'm here like studying to get into med school, and then comedy's just like a thing I do for fun.
Uh-oh.
To like,
oh, okay.
Are they worried they're gonna send you back to the Philippines if they find out?
If they fucking catch me, dude.
But they won't unless they hear like, what if your parents just are like, man, I want to listen to a racist podcast.
This is the one clip you cut.
Damn, this
it's
is
just outing me.
Imagine like just listening to a podcast on a whim and hearing your daughter be like, "Fuck going to med school, I'm a comedian." That's like the That's like the millennial equivalent. Of seeing your daughter on Girls Gone Wild. Yeah. Like, I just listened to my daughter renounce the U.S. government on a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, damn, you'd be dying to see him on like those late night commercials being like, once those steel drums come on, and it's like, you want to fucking look at some titties, you fucking pervert? And it's like, yeah, I do, because I live in a rural area without internet. It's like, give us $19, you can see this handycam footage of women's titties.
Yeah.
Those commercials were
awesome. You'd just be watching TV, and then all of a sudden it gets late enough that a Girls Gone Wild commercial came on. It's like, damn, I'm up late tonight.
I was 18.
Like George Lopez.
Yeah. During the George Lopez show.
You were getting the best of both worlds. You're like, damn, I want a family, but I also want to see Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Damn, George Lopez, Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
That was
you
like,
said you bought one of the Girls Gone Wild.
No, I fucking rented one at a fucking movie store.
Yeah,
the local ones where you could still have like a little porno section in the back. Because I was 18 and a senior in high school, so it was like that weird thing where I was like an adult, but I still lived under my parents' roof.
Yeah, there was a girl I dated in high school that I met at a Blockbuster, and I feel like that's
you met her at a Blockbuster.
I feel like that's gonna be my like old man story one day that I dated a girl I met in a Blockbuster. Even now, it like dates me a little bit.
Oh my god. Do you guys still have DVDs from Blockbuster?
Not anymore. Oh, you know what DVD I do have right now? I only have one DVD and it's of The Cosby Show.
Like the whole show?
Yeah, the whole season.
You got it after the Cosby controversy?
Season? It was like right as the controversy was dropping. Off. My mom got it for me for Christmas. And she was like, well, I didn't know at the time. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that makes it all good. So I got it. Yeah. It's in its original wrapping. So hey, maybe...
You haven't opened it?
Ooh, not
it's
yet.
It's in mint condition.
I'm saving that for my kid. That was a good-ass show, though.
Yeah.
He didn't
have a few DVDs still, just because there was a time where I was like, the movies that I had some old DVDs, and then I still got a few because I was like, I don't know if like Amazon Prime or Netflix decides to not have them anymore. Do I just never get to see it again?
Yeah. That's the way it is. Grow up, dude.
So yes, I'd rather have the DVD.
Let it go, dude.
Let me be.
You can't watch a little fucking cartoon.
I
want to
make sure, no matter what, I can always watch Team America: World Police.
It's like we live in this age of like hundreds of like, you'll never be able to watch all of the content on Netflix in one lifertime anyway.
But I mean, there's certain movies you want to go back and watch every once in a while.
Never. Name one movie.
You know, people used to have this problem about like books.
I burn books.
When
now.
People used to read.
Yeah.
I burn books.
Do you now. Have any books in here?
No. We're an anti-book. We don't believe in that fucking nerd horse shit. If you want to fucking tell me something, you tell me something. Don't write it down. You want me to fucking lick my finger to fucking turn a page and have fucking glasses resting on the brim of my nose like a fucking idiot? Get out of here, dude. Never, dude. I'll never read again.
Again?
I'll never read again.
What was the book that you read that made you never want to read again?
The Giver. I'm like, more of like Taker, dude. This is taking away my will to live, dude. Yeah. Stupid ass fucking book about a dystopia.
Yeah. What was that people like would buy the books because they thought like the information won't be online anywhere? Or
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're just fucking nerds. They're like, I like the smell of a book.
Yeah.
Were you
feel.
Beaten by a book when you were a kid?
I think books are for nerds, dude. Books don't have fucking images of naked ladies.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Magazines.
Yeah, there's plenty of books around.
Well, maybe I was wrong about books after all. Wouldn't that be cool if this podcast was like an after-school special where you show me the value of fucking books because, no, pornography can exist in book form, too. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's selfie book.
Nice, dude.
That has no words in
She's
it.
Got
there's
a nice
Kim Kardashian
body.
Selfie book.
Yeah, it's like 100 of her selfies.
Nice. Now, one of Matt's best friends was dating Kim Kardashian.
Not one of my best friends.
One of his best friends.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
Pete Davidson.
Did you ever meet Pete? Of course
yeah,
not.
Matt's like
I'm
good
not,
friends
yeah,
with Pete
I'm
Davidson.
Not good friends with him. I've met
maybe
him
if you
that sounds
got,
like he's fucking lying.
No, maybe if you, you know.
Seems like you're pretty good friends with Pete Davidson.
No, I'm
Matt's
not.
Pretty good friends with Pete Davidson. He usually says, like, if girls make out with him, he'll introduce them to Pete Davidson. He likes going around
Is
open
that how
mics.
You got to meet Pete Davidson?
I never met Pete Davidson. I'm not gay.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
I was at a party. I was at a party at his place once. A friend of his had a birthday party at his place that
Who's
I was
his
at.
Friend?
Lauren Michaels?
No.
Ever heard of him?
Dave Cyrus, who was on our previous podcast, Locker Room Talk. But yeah, Dave Cyrus is like one of his writers, and I went to his birthday party at Pete's place. Oh. That was it was a
Staten
fun.
Staten Island,
huh?
Staten
in
Island.
Staten Island, yeah. There were comics there, so it was fun to hang out with the comics. But it was weird because Ariana Grande was there too. It was when they were dating, and that was kind of just like, hi, nice. Yeah. Like she introduced he introduced her to like all the comics.
Whoa.
But there was never a point where I was like in the same circle as her because why would I be?
Yeah, it's like what's the point? Because you know she signed an NDA about that whole Dan Snyder nonsense.
Oh
and
yeah,
that's why
she wasn't in the documentary at all.
Yeah, and that's why she has a career and everyone else is like fucking chattered. Probably because she kept her fucking mouth shut and did whatever fucking old Danny boy told her to do. Ariana Grande. you're on fucking notice unless you send me pictures of your feet.
There's plenty of that on the those old Nickelodeon shows. There's like videos of Ariana Grande doing feet stuff.
I want them a little aged up.
She's like squeezing a potato or something.
Yeah. There's a lot of real weird stuff there. Yeah.
Dan Snyder, thank you for your service. You're a creep, but it's okay if somebody else made it.
Yeah. Also, in Dan Schneider, there was like a video he put out on Twitter, like his like defense, where he was like, all the jokes and everything we did on the shows was like approved by everybody else. And I'm like, so you're just saying everybody was a creep? Like,
well, you're watching, like this show, and like some of like the producers there would get busted for CP.
Yeah.
And then, like, they find like a hard drive and it's like full of fucking CP. And it's like, how much do you fucking need, dude?
Yeah.
Greedy, greedy, greedy.
Yeah, your problem is they're hoarding all the child porn.
Well, I'm just like, it's like how
share
much...
that too. If you're gonna share
it's
everything.
Also like, god damn, dude, like, how much do you fucking need?
Yeah, when someone's got like a terabyte, it's like I couldn't go through a terabyte of anything.
The only thing I have a terabyte of is video games.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something, brother. If you like CP the way I like video games, you need to be killed. All right? There's no way around it, dude. You need to fucking die. You're not. There's no fucking salvation for you. I know I'm always going to love video games. And I have all of this, like, memory specifically so I could play video games and have them accessible.
Yeah.
So if somebody's doing that with CP, they need to be killed.
Mm.
No question. There's no rehabilitation, baby. Not for this addiction.
No. If there was something you had to have a terabyte of, Sesh, what are you taking?
A terabyte of?
Yeah. Video. Are you a gamer at all?
I used to be.
Yeah.
Sesh, will you play Fortnite with us?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Sesh.
I've won a couple of times.
You won a victory royale?
Yeah.
Oh, Sesh.
I think it was like my seventh time playing. Something
Fortnite?
Like that. Yeah, and then I never played again.
You never played
I was
again?
Like, I beat the game. I'm done.
Well. We'll add you to the Discord, Sesh.
Oh, please don't.
Don't.
I'm okay.
I'm not in it either. I've heard stories, though.
It's an unsafe Discord.
What was your game?
People get doxxed.
I played a lot of Minecraft. I know that's terrible.
Nice.
Is
that's,
that
I
terrible?
Know, that's like what kids are playing these days, man.
Yeah.
I know.
You
like
wouldn't understand.
Middle
it's not
school.
One, Matt plays those hentai games. Like
he's just watching porn in the VR. Those hentai games.
It's like those games where it's like you won't last 5 minutes
yeah,
playing this game. And Matt's like, challenge accepted. He turns his hat backwards, just fucking spits in his palm, fucking loads it up.
It's like Ash Ketchum. The hat goes backwards.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
But Bastus, are you mad that it's all rainy? I'm hungry, dude.
Yeah.
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 What's
all right.
For pizza.
Getting towards the end of the episode.
I'm ordering
a
pizza.
At the end of each episode.
You're
we...
ordering one?
Wouldn't that be cool if a pizza showed up in the middle of this podcast? Pizza delivery.
That's your ad.
That'd be sick, dude.
Look, dude, if we were sponsored by.
What's on your pizza, Sesh? Ideal pizza. You're going to say fucking pineapple and fucking ham because you're Hawaiian, right?
And pineapple and chicken.
Oh, you do pineapple?
Sesh, you're fucking crazy. Dude, it's good. Have you had, okay, pan pizza from Domino's with chicken and pineapple?
Is it really good?
It's good. It's good.
I do like pineapple a lot, but I don't like pineapple on pizza.
Really? Is it the hot fruit thing that you guys are, like, freaked out about?
If this video gets 500 views, we'll order one of those pizzas.
And you'll rate it?
I'll try
it. And you just throw it out?
It's chicken. It's so chicken and grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken and pineapple.
Wait,
I don't mind
chicken
on pizza.
Grilled chicken.
Yeah. Grilled chicken and pineapple.
Red chicken.
Red chicken and pineapple.
Grilled.
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 That's your like go-to. That's the Ses Reyes special.
That's the Szechuan pizza.
Szechuan pizza.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. I should mention before we get to the end of the episode. Yeah, your name, Sesh, is cesarean scar.
C-section.
C-section is how you got your name.
My brother's name's Caesar.
Whoa.
Was he? Yeah. Were you both C-section babies?
Yeah.
Nice.
So your mom wait like 9 years after you be like, all right, this one won't be a C-section, and then it was?
Dude, no. Apparently, she likes it.
What?
Because she just goes to sleep, and then she wakes up, and then we're out.
Okay.
She doesn't have to do any pushing and any of that stuff.
And it keeps the vagina intact.
Yeah.
My mom wanted to keep it tight. That's her
that's
sure.
Fucking props
that
to her
was
mom.
The reason.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is like one time I did hook up with a mom.
My mom.
Not your mom, but a mom. And
you
remember,
never know.
I remember like we were like fooling around and she was like, I'm sorry, I had a kid and my pussy's all fucked up. And I was like, it's not fucked up, but it was fucked up. It was very fucked up.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Cavernous. Terrifying. It was the most horrific experience of my life.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. It was.
I guess,
cool.
Yeah, Sesh, I get Caesar, but Sesh, where did their...
It was either Sesh or Princess.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Princess would be
yeah.
good.
Yeah, because I have a, I know someone named Cess, like C-E-S.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my parents wanted to make it American.
And also, I feel like half the time I see your name spelled S-E-S-H.
Yeah, that's for pronunciation purposes.
Oh, okay. Rather, you do you spell it that way sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, now it's just become my stage name.
Oh, you do actually do S-E-S-H?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And okay. I don't care if people put it. But my middle name's Jermaine. I was going to go by that
Jermaine?
For a while. Yeah.
Like nice. J-E-R.
Like Jackson.
Jermaine.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Why did your parents do that to you?
My my dad's name was Roger, so they got Jer. And my Ooh. Mom's name is Mayvel, so Jer May.
I love
okay.
it.
And
that's
they were
actually
like,
perfect.
Oh, that's someone Jermaine.
Yeah.
Like I was named after J. Cole.
Hell yeah. All right, so at the end of each episode, we riff on a feat of strength, because it's the Buff Boys podcast.
You
going to
show me some feet?
No.
Oh.
Feet, F-E-A-T.
You must now show us your feet.
Yes.
You have 3 seconds.
The end of the episode, our guest pulls off their socks for us. No, I found it was 6 months ago. There was a new world record set. Most cars pulled with teeth.
Yo. This that was, is, wait, you said that was last month?
6 months ago. A man in Ukraine. This is what's going on in the war in
this
Ukraine
is what they're
right
doing
now.
In Ukraine.
A man pulled, let me see, it was a Ukrainian man. He broke the record. I guess we could put the video up on for people to see. He has like this thing in his mouth and he is pulling a line of 6 cars.
You think he did it with 5 first?
No, it's all at once.
No, it's all, yeah.
It's all at once.
Well, how do you learn to, you start with 1 car and then you just keep adding
more,
right?
Oh, I guess
right?
he had to practice, yeah.
Yeah, practice.
To build up to it.
No, you just do it all at once.
6 cars.
I'm going to just start with 6.
This is now the world record.
I could do that.
His name, yeah.
Dmytro
Hrunsky grit his teeth and began training to pull vehicles with his mouth. He had set the world record for heaviest train pulled by neck, which was 71,650 pounds with his neck.
Yeah.
Still, you think you could do that?
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Yo, there's like a train station right
Let's
there.
Let's go.
Just start pulling
the
it.
Total weight of all 6 cars was 16,763 pounds.
Yeah, still laughing?
No.
16,000. Yeah. So you can pull a lot less with your teeth than your neck. Neck was 71,000, teeth is 16,000, but still, pulling 16,000 pounds with just your teeth. And it was maybe a little more because there was a driver in each car, so there was a person in each car also. The cars were in neutral gear, engines were off, but the drivers were there to gently steer to ensure they stayed in a straight line.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dmytro was able to move this tremendous weight with his teeth, which is a testament to his incredible mandible strength.
Yeah.
That's what this article says.
It's not funny, Sesh.
I'm sorry.
It's, okay.
It's like you. Just
for the fastest 30-meter car pull with teeth record attempt, he pulled a taxi cab weighing 2,293 pounds with a driver inside. And he did it 30 meters, which is, what is that, like 90, like 100 feet.
100 million feet.
Yeah. Pulled over 2,000-pound car, 30 feet.
Do you guys think you could do that, like,
yeah.
with proper training?
No doubt.
Really?
Yeah. Matt could, too. Matt will.
I will.
This is what you're just going to be training for now?
This is what I'm training for now. Yeah.
2025.
You pulled the train for us to get there.
Yeah. I pulled the train of all the comics to the show. Yeah. That's what the Ukraine is doing to try and fight back against Russia right now.
That's what Ukraine. All of Ukraine.
All of Ukraine.
That's what they're training for. They're going to build a wall just with trains.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine you're in a war-torn country, all this shit's happening, it's like, nah, I got some one guy's just like, I gotta set this world record. I gotta try and pull cars with my teeth. Goddamn. See, this is what you could be doing if you would lift weights.
If
you didn't... Finn, calm down. If you didn't give up on weightlifting. And do you run at all anymore, or you just...
I do, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like at night. Oh.
Mom's home.
Yeah. Were you ever? Did you ever play any sports?
I played. Oh my God, my leg is cramping.
Yeah.
I played varsity basketball in high school.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
we good?
Yeah.
Blues.
No, I was I was like a personality, like.
Oh, you were like
person.
The one on the team who like made like you were a locker room like fun person in
yeah.
the locker room.
Like
yeah.
I sat on the bench all 4 years.
Yeah.
But whenever
everyone
we were
liked
losing.
You because you like you brought the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it's not that bad, guys.
Yeah.
As everyone's like fucking crying.
I was that guy. I
lost.
Was that guy too on like most teams. I was like the fun yeah. guy in the locker room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the guy selling steroids to the team.
We went under the bleachers and yeah. be like, hey, can you want some shit?
Yeah. Did you like, but you, was basketball your sport growing up? Your
yeah.
favorite sport?
That and tennis.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. But that's when I fucked up my knee, so I don't do that anymore.
Through tennis?
Yeah.
Damn.
How'd you fuck it up?
Going, it was side, like my knee, like my meniscus, like it's gone completely now. And
oof.
My knee just went.
Oh.
I can't move side to side too fast
ever
now.
Ever again.
Yeah, ever again.
Did you
yeah.
Were you doing like partners? Are you playing with
doubles
somebody?
Yeah, doubles.
Partners.
Yeah. Double partners.
Were you doing that? Who was your partner?
It was another Asian girl on the team.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Were they like partnered you up because you're both Asian?
I think so.
Really?
Now that I think of it, the thing is we're also the best players on the team. So I don't know yeah. if that had anything to do with
you
it.
Were good. Were you just like naturally athletic?
Yeah.
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 Just a racist fucking coach.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, you and you, you and you, and you two.
Yin and yang, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, yin and yang. Squints and noodles. You guys go do your thing.
Did you ever think of playing at like a higher level, like going to college playing, or were you that just wasn't
I didn't care
you?
About it that much.
Yeah.
I just liked having something to do after school.
Gotcha.
And like talking to people.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
funny.
Was it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sports are. I was like, I didn't like being sweaty.
You're so pure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just there for
it. It was
yeah.
never about the money, dude.
Never about the money.
You were placing bets on like middle school sports. It's never
would.
About the fucking money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to make a fucking profit here.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Do you play sports?
Fuck no.
Okay. It's just a callback to the running in the beginning.
Baseball player. Huh? You were a great little league baseball player.
I mean, I play. I was there just because I had to, but
you didn't really want to.
I hated
to.
It, dude. Yeah. I hated little league.
Yeah.
I thought it was so fucking boring, dude. Mm.
What kind of basketball player were you? Shooter.
Yeah, shooting guard.
Yeah, shooting guard.
Yeah.
Nice. Can you still shoot? Do you play at all?
I go and like shoot if yeah. I don't play anymore though, because I could get hurt.
Percentage of male comedians you think you could beat in 1-on-1?
75.
Hell
well,
yeah.
I could beat 75% of the men.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever slam dunked a basket?
Yeah, I have.
Did you ever do it?
We had
so
a trampoline.
Did you ever
on a
do
trampoline?
It?
I was gonna say how tall was the hoop? Yeah.
Did you ever slam the ball so hard that the fucking backboard shattered? And you went, ah!
And I just swung on that yeah. bitch. I'm yeah. still there to this fucking day, dude.
Yeah.
There's a comics basketball league, isn't there?
I think there are a few comics who
you
play.
Are?
Yeah. Don't act shocked.
What do you
do? I got
do?
Moves. I know how to
I
fucking.
I got moves.
They
moved it and they didn't tell me where it was.
I know how to play dirty. I know how to play dirty.
Yeah.
I hide a fucking switchblade in my sock. That's how I get an edge.
Damn, that would be fun if we had you play 1-on-1 against comics who think they could beat you in 1-on-1.
Oh, dude, give me a fucking knee brace. It's fucking over.
Yeah. Oh, would you actually have to have the knee brace on for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I need a knee brace. I have my basketball shoes and everything from high school.
She's borderline paralyzed.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Borderline.
As my legs just fucking cramping here, yeah, I could be like most
yeah.
of them.
Well, most men in New York comedy are not very athletic.
Yeah, that's
except
true.
For Matt Maron.
I think, are you the only one?
Yeah. I'm more.
That's what you're just training for.
He's top. He's top. You're top 10 athletic comics in New York, right?
Probably, but and I'm not very
probably
athletic.
Maybe top 5, right?
Huh?
Probably top 5.
I don't know about that.
Top 5?
No, because there's other guys who have like natural athleticism, but
we're not talking about. We're talking about like gym honed strength.
Oh, I mean strength. Yeah, I'm probably,
yeah, probably
maybe
the strongest
top 5 in New York.
Probably
New
maybe York. In like maybe even in America.
No, I don't think so.
Top 5 strongest comics.
Number
in America.
One in your high school.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any comic that disagrees, challenge Matt Maron to a bare knuckle fight. He's at Lucky Jacks every Sunday for Comedy Fight Club.
That's just a Comedy Fight Club. Yeah. That's the end of it.
You're gonna become an actual fight club.
You just beat them. Yeah.
And don't wait until the show's over. Just go up as soon as you see them on stage. Just go up, start swinging. And may the best man live. That's right. If you're going to fight Matt Maron, it has to be to the death, because that's the only way Matt Maron will stop. So do you want to, do you think,
please make
do you
him
think
stop.
You're one of the top five strongest comics in America? If so, kill Matt Maron. That's the only way to know for
it's
sure.
It's the new Kill Tony. It's actually kill Matt Maron. Kill Matt Maron.
Yeah, and then like the Tony Hinchcliffe was like, you can't just call something kill Matt. And I'm like, well, actually, yours is like a little fucking dumb little roast thing where you're parading jokes. I'm having a man fight for his life.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, murder Matt Maron. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Triple M.
Murder Matt.
Murder Matt.
Kill Tony.
Ooh,
murder Matt. There you go.
We're gonna murder Matt, dude.
Yeah. You'll get like a mat that you guys fight on.
There you
the
go.
The murder Matt.
Matt,
the
do you think we have a big enough following that you might actually get killed?
No, I don't think so.
Nice,
well, because,
dude.
I mean...
The big enough following or the fact that he'll get killed?
You heard it.
Yeah,
you heard
I mean,
it.
I don't think there's enough people. I mean, someone, you know, if we have listeners who would, like, show up with a gun somewhere, probably, and they could kill me, but...
Do you think there's people that would fight you, though?
I don't think so. I mean, there's, like, I know Gas Digital does, like, the big, like, boxing matches, MMA mm-hmm. stuff. I'm not actually interested in really fighting
He's one of the strongest
anyone.
Guys in fucking New York. Of course he's going to fucking fight somebody. So, folks, you heard it here. If you want to fucking fight Matt Maron, meet him at any competition. If you're a beautiful woman and want to give me a kiss, I'm sorry. I'm in a committed relationship. It's not fucking happening. But take it out on Matt. Aggressively. Sesh, where can people find you? Where can people see you if they want to get more of your comedy, hear more of your insight? Where can they go?
You can find me on Instagram at Sesh Reyes, S-E-S-H Reyes.
Hell yeah. I think I follow you.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, we follow each other.
I think we follow each other.
Yeah.
I hope we do.
Yeah, we do.
All right, thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for listening. Stick around for the Patreon. We'll see you next time.
Hell yeah. What if there's like a little laser fucking zeroed in on your head, like right in the